This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. You've heard of eBay, PayPal, Amazon, but there's one rising e-commerce company that's bigger and more profitable than all of them combined. You may have heard the name, but do you know what it is?
Alibaba.com. Global trade starts here at our online worldwide marketplace.
Alibaba.com.
Rob Fleischman is Chief Technology Officer at Zerocoal and Chief Explainer of All Things Wired here on Word of Mouth. He's here with a primer of the biggest company you know probably very little about. Rob, great to have you with us.
Always wonderful to be here, Virginia.
So what is Alibaba and what does it do?
Well, Alibaba's out of Hangzhou, China. They're the world's largest e-commerce internet company. And you're right, not too many people know about them. And their impending IPO coming up a little after Labor Day, they say, is probably the reason they're becoming front of mind. These folks, you know, basically control online commerce in China. They have over 80% of the online commerce in China. And that's huge because there are a billion people in China. More than three times more than the United States, and they get 80% of that revenue. The company was started in 99 by a teacher, a guy named Jack Ma. He was in San Francisco teaching English. Decided to start Alibaba with the vision of connecting Chinese manufacturers with overseas buyers.
Mm-hmm. So what can you buy on Alibaba?
Oh, I mean, almost anything manufactured in China at giant quantities, from bicycles to rubber bands to automotive parts. I mean, you name it. Anything manufactured is available there. But the Alibaba.com website really focuses just on that, on the large Chinese manufacturers to large, usually corporate, large quantity buyers. But Alibaba really is a holding company of a lot of other companies. The largest, most well-known is Taobao, which is the equivalent of our eBay. It's a customer-to-customer, consumer-to-consumer site, much like eBay, except they host about a billion products. 60% of the parcels delivered in China are sourced from Alibaba.
Wow.
They did $120 billion in sales in 2012. $250 billion in 2013.
Now, how does that stack up to something like an Amazon?
Oh, it's, the sum of Amazon and eBay. I mean, their valuation, conservatively, what Wall Street's saying is that when Alibaba goes public, there will only be three tech companies in the world larger than them, and that'll be Apple, Google, and Microsoft in terms of market cap.
Now, you mentioned two platforms. You said Taobao and what else?
There's the Alibaba.com platform, which, of course, is their core, which is Chinese manufacturers to overseas buyers. Taobao, consumer to consumer. You can think of that as eBay. They have Alipay, which is their equivalent of PayPal. It's a payment escrow system. They have Tmall and 11 Main here in the United States, which is high-end shopping. They have eTao, which is a shopping search. Also, Alibaba bought Yahoo China. So actually, the entire Yahoo China property is owned by Alibaba. They have Alibaba Cloud, which is a cloud computing infrastructure similar to Amazon Cloud. And there are five or six other subsidiaries. But the company isn't just sales. They also have patents. They have over 350 intellectual property patents. And, it's just a staggering giant. I think this might be the largest IPO in history.
Well, it was set to happen right about now in mid to late July. Now it's been extended, holding off until after Labor Day, September 1st, it looks like. Now, why pushing it off?
Well, I'll give you my opinion on that. The founder, Jack Ma, is unique. He has a wonderful priority in all of his decisions, and he's written this. It's his view is customers are first, employees are second, shareholders are third. And maybe you could say Jack Ma is last.
But I think he's making out pretty well.
Oh, he's worth $10 billion today, conservatively. I mean, he's doing just fine. Nobody's crying for Jack Ma, but he has that attitude, and his attitude has been that Wall Street is predatory, and his view is I want to control this IPO. I want this IPO to go the right way, not the wrong way. They have a lot of people bidding for it. And my belief is that he wants his terms.
Well, there's a little scuttlebutt that I have picked up in my limited viewing of Alibaba, comparing the Alibaba IPO to Facebook. And the question is, will the stock be overvalued too quickly? Is that part of the thinking of holding off on this IPO?
It's possible. I think, though, that it's really clear what the revenue numbers are for Alibaba. $250 billion of sales in 2013. That's cash registers ringing. That's not people browsing and posting about their day. So in terms of valuation, I think it's a lot more clear what those numbers are going to be. Now, what the speculation is going to be, how much higher is it going to be driven when it goes to market? gee, that's anyone's guess. But my view on it is that these guys are a dominant force in China, a dominant force in Asia, and the growth of the company is going to depend on how they expand beyond that area.
Are they doing business with American tech firms, however? Are they keeping it? I mean, we know that in many cases, Chinese businesses, state-owned, keep a kind of rigid control over who their businesses do business with.
You're right. Most of the subsidiaries, you know, the Alipays, the Can Boxes, their cloud services, absolutely. Vast majority of those services are inside of China only. And they can thrive because the Chinese market's so large. But things like Alibaba.com really depend on overseas buyers. So I suspect that their thrust going forward is going to be to expand into the United States and other areas. And one great example of that is inside of China, they have a site called Tmall, which focuses on high-end products, you know, luxury goods, things like that, really terrific stuff. All the big brands are there. All the U.S. brands are there because they want a piece of that Chinese market. However, they've expanded outside to a website called 11 Main, where they're basically saying, look, you know, we're trying to reach outside of China and appeal to non-Chinese buyers. So I suspect that their strategy is going to be to duplicate some of these services, at least the ones that are appropriate, outside of China and expand.
We're talking about Alibaba. That is the absolutely staggeringly huge e-commerce giant operated out of China that's going public, probably, if things go on schedule, in early September with Rob Fleischman. He's our chief explainer of all things Wired. Let's look at who's going to be making money off of this IPO, especially if it's such a scale. Yahoo used to own a 40% stake in the company. Alibaba bought back those shares for billions, apparently, in 2012.
That, Yahoo still has a large stake, though.
They do, what, 24% or
That's
something
about
like
right.
that?
There, so, there are three – well, actually, there are two plays that are interesting. You know, if you are a speculator and you'd like to put some money in the stock market on Alibaba, you pretty much have three choices. One, you could, of course, wait for the IPO and buy at the IPO, and we all know how risky sometimes that is. But right now, today, there are two publicly traded companies to consider. First, of course, is Yahoo stock. You know, you can buy Yahoo. They've been trading forever, and they're pretty commonly held stock held by a lot of people. Some people think they're undervalued given their ownership in Alibaba and that impending IPO. The other one is a company called SoftBank, which not too many people hear much about, but they own over 30% of Alibaba. Now, I'm certainly no financial advisor, and I certainly don't know if those are good bets or bad bets, but those are the truth. Those are two major shareholders of Alibaba pre-IPO.
One more question. Alibaba got big by buying up a lot of smaller companies. Any chance it is going to do that here in the U.S.? Is that part of its strategy? And will it become a household name?
You know, there's a lot of rumors that post-IPO that Alibaba might actually buy Yahoo, which is a wild thing to think about. But if you look at the financial sense of it, it makes a lot of sense for Alibaba. Yahoo has, of course, a large reach. It has email. It has really deep roots in Americans in terms of our commerce, in terms of our news, in terms of our delivery. Giant customer base might be an ideal acquisition. And I guarantee they're going to make a number of acquisitions once they go public. And Yahoo might be a big one. Maybe they'll do it. Maybe they won't. But there's been some speculation.
Rob Fleischman with no direct advice on buying stock. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure to be here, Virginia.
Rob is CTO at Zero Coal and chief explainer of all things Wired for Word of Mouth. You can find out more on Alibaba and the upcoming IPO. There are links at wordofmouthradio.org.